From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, August 21st. Chico State held its fall convocation yesterday. The annual event marks the start of the school year. NSPR's Eric Adams reports one highlight was the president's optimism that rising enrollment will help with the budget deficit.
This spring, Chico State's projected budget deficit for next year was estimated to reach up to $32 million. But yesterday, university president Steve Perez said calculations are now ranging between $11 and $20 million. He called it a win while speaking in front of a projected image of a dark tunnel opening to a bright light.
We're getting close to the end of the tunnel that we need to be at, and I can feel it. I know we're almost there.
Perez credited good fiscal planning and lobbying by CSU alumni at the state level for helping improve the university's outlook. He and other Chico State leaders also pointed to millions of dollars in grants, donor funding, and a 12% jump in enrollment last year. Growth, he says, is expected to continue. Susan Frawley is a lecturer in the Ethnic, Gender, and Queer Studies department. She said enrollment plays a key role in faculty job security, especially for those without tenured positions. After a dip in recent years, Frawley says the enrollment rebound makes her optimistic.
And so we are dependent on enrollments to make sure that we have classes, to make sure that we have jobs. But I've been watching enrollments go up at Chico State, and that gives me so much hope because Chico State is a great university.
President Perez feels the same way and closed his remarks by thanking faculty and staff, saying their achievements give him confidence in Chico State's financial future. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And just a note, Chico State owns NSPR's broadcast licenses. It does not oversee news or programming. In other news, California Democrats are pushing to redraw the state's congressional maps, and Republicans in the North State are pushing back. As a state lawmaker, District 1 Senator Megan Daly won't be affected if the maps change, but Northern California Representatives Doug LaMalfa and Kevin Kiley would be. Bruce Ross is Daly's press secretary. He told NSPR that, by design, it will make it much harder for LaMalfa and Kiley to keep their seats in a region that's predominantly conservative.
And it will make it much more difficult for the people of Northeastern California to elect a representative from this region who represents the values of this region.
Ross acknowledged that Democratic legislators are motivated by similar efforts in Texas, but he says Daly objects to both efforts. He says she supports the current system in California where an independent citizens commission redraws district maps after each new U.S. census. And a new poll from the Citrin Center at UC Berkeley shows most Californians want to keep the state's independent redistricting commission. That's despite Governor Gavin Newsom's push for a temporary return to legislative map drawing to counter Republican gerrymandering in Texas. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
The poll found nearly two-thirds of those surveyed, including the majority of Republicans and Democrats, support leaving redistricting to the independent commission. Roughly 60% of Democrats and two-thirds of Republicans agreed, which suggests Newsom's redistricting bill faces an uphill battle. But Sacramento State political science professor Wesley Hussey says most voters probably haven't thought much about the issue yet.
I'm not sure potential voters actually at this point have a strong opinion and could probably still be swayed somewhat by, you know, advertising and the campaign.
The survey question described redistricting power shifting to the legislature if voters sign off on a ballot measure this fall, but it did not note that under the proposal, the independent commission would return in 2030. Hussey says for many in the public, opinions on something this technical often depend on how the question is presented. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
Also, the Butte County Department of Behavioral Health is hosting community forums through August and September to talk about programs funded by California's Behavioral Health Services Act. That's the voter-approved state initiative that provides money for mental health services. Meetings will be held in Gridley, Oroville, Paradise, Megalia, and Chico, with virtual and hybrid options also available. Community members are invited to share priorities, give feedback, and ask behavioral health staff questions. A full list of meeting dates and links to participate can be found at mynspr.org. Additionally, Reading residents will soon be able to enjoy an open alcoholic drink downtown. The city voted Tuesday night to create an entertainment zone where people 21 and older can legally drink in public. It follows a new state law that allows California cities to set up the zones. According to reporting by KRCR, the zone will operate year-round from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. City staff is working with police and state regulators on what kinds of containers will be allowed. Officials say the goal is to boost the local economy and bring more vibrancy to downtown. And finally, the Chico Animal Shelter took in nearly 40 cats and dogs rescued during an animal cruelty investigation earlier this month. Now it's asking for help. Shelter officials told KRCR the facility was already overburdened before the new arrivals and short on space, staff, and supplies. Most of the animals are doing well, but some will need ongoing medical care. The shelter is asking the community to help with donations of canned cat food and litter, yoga mats, and money to cover veterinary costs. And those were your headlines for Thursday, August 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.